This is the BBC.
You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
I don't know what's going on with Josh.
No, I know.
Can you put that in the dishwasher rather than leaving it on top, David?
Sorry.
Not wanting to go to university is one thing, but not even bothering to tell us when he obviously made the decision ages ago.
So much for having a gap, yeah?
He's been leading us on for months, lying to us.
It's like Pitt with the IBR.
Well, not exactly.
It's not that different.
At least Pitt's shown some remorse. And she's trying to make up for it.
True.
But with Josh, I'm not even sure he cares.
Like when he said we should be grateful he's not going because it'll save us money.
As if money's the only thing that matters.
Maybe his business doing so well is what changed his mind.
Well, yeah, maybe.
But he still should have told us.
Damn right he should. Oh, I don't know, David. Are we really such terrible parents?
I don't think so.
Then how come our kids find it so easy to lie to us?
God help us if Ben turns out to be the same.
I don't think I can bear it if he does.
Maybe it's not as bad as we think, though. I mean, you're right. Pip is working hard to try and make up for it.
I can't see the same happening with Josh, though. Why isn't he working here this afternoon instead of going off playing cricket?
Well, he has been on the team for a couple of years now.
I know, but Pitt wanted to play too, only she's put it aside to help us instead.
She could certainly do with the break.
Have you seen her since she got back from Winkley?
Only briefly.
She hasn't even stopped for lunch.
Are those her sandwiches?
Yeah.
Right, give them to me and I'll go and find her. I'll get her to take a break.
OK.
Ah, Pip, hi. I was literally just about to come and find you with these.
Oh, then I've saved you a journey.
How was it at Winkley?
Oh, it was great. Ros and Jackson are such nice people.
Good.
What's in the sandwiches?
Cheese and tomato.
Oh, great. I am starving.
I'm not surprised. Mm. Anyway, I ought to get on with the sheep.
Wasn't Josh going to give you a hand?
Yes, but I'd rather just get on with it.
Why don't you wait till tomorrow?
No. I'll do it. Just give me 10 minutes.
Well, that's daft, Pip. You've been going since heaven knows what time this morning. You need a proper break.
Well, I'm here to work, Mum, not sit around.
Have you finished the plate, Mitri?
I'm about halfway through, but I'll finish it later.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I do.
OK, then. Thanks. All right, well, I'll see you out there in, what, quarter of an hour?
No. 10 minutes is fine.
That was absolutely fascinating. I'd never appreciated how much work they did to bring Arkwright Hall back to its former glory.
Lewis knows his stuff, all right?
What he was saying about the cork tiling all over the place, appalling.
There was a youth club there when I was a girl.
Really?
Looked nothing like the way it does now. But when you see all that lovely panelling revealed, oh, and that splendid fireplace.
Oh, perhaps we should have got Lewis in to advise on our redecoration at the Dower House.
Oh, don't. Oh, I really hope this chap Shuler's recommended comes up trumps.
Didn't he do the Hunt Kennels?
Philip Morse. I've asked him for a quote, but we shall just have to see.
Well, I shall leave it in your very capable hands, Lillian. How's Jennifer, by the way?
Sorry?
Weren't you talking to her just now?
Oh, she was complaining about the rotor for this week's speed watch. She thinks Linda's relying too much on her and Brian.
Well, because they ran it so efficiently in her absence.
Hardly. Susan saw them having a full-scale argument at the side of the road, completely oblivious to all the cars whizzing past.
Funnily enough, Brian didn't mention that.
No, I'm sure he didn't.
Tricky thing, learning to ride a bike. I think they keep him under better control.
They didn't even see us. Eyes fixed on the little darling.
Oh, never mind. It is a lovely afternoon.
Oh, I wish I'd said something to Linda.
Did you see her?
Yes, while you were with Lewis. I just finished talking to Jenny. There she was. She didn't notice me at first.
Did she speak to you?
No, she just turned and walked away.
Then that's her choice.
I can hardly blame her, though, after what I said. part was unforgivable, Justin. I don't know what got into me.
Why don't you go round and apologise?
Yeah, you're right, I should. Oh, but the way she looked at me.
You don't want to let it fester.
I know. It's bad enough that James and Leonie are at each other's throats without me and Linda as well.
Do you think there's any chance they'll get back together?
Well, you'd hope so, for little Mungo's sake, if nothing else. James was certainly heading home to try.
Good.
But then, Leonie's so ridiculously precious about everything. Well, I know James is no saint either. Maybe it would be better if they did go their separate ways.
Do you fancy dinner at Grey Gables?
Oh, that sounds nice. So long as we don't bump into Matt.
Even if we do, I don't see why it would matter.
You know why, Justin.
Such an unimpressive little man.
Don't you just push off back to Costa Rica instead of hanging around like a bad smell?
You know, darling, you really don't have to worry about him anymore.
I know.
You're with me now, and that's all that matters.
Great shot, Roy!
Brilliant!
So, you're in next, Anisha.
If Roy or Johnny gets out.
And I'm after that.
That's right.
Do we go in together if they're both out?
They can't both be out, Tracy. Not at the same time.
I thought they could.
No. Anyway, hopefully they'll stay in.
But I want a go.
It's better for the team if not everyone bats, though. That means the batsmen who are already in are doing well.
That's not fair.
That's the way it works.
Do you reckon they'll still have those screens up while we eat tea? So we can't look at the men?
They'd better not.
Stupid, isn't it?
Harrison just needs to get on and give us proper changing facilities.
Instead of some half-baked idea he came up with down the pub. He didn't like my joke either.
The one about where the gorilla keeps his bananas.
None of them did.
Well, that's men for you. They can't handle women with a sense of humour.
Especially when it's a bit rude.
Hello, you two.
How's it going?
Oh, we're 119 for 7.
The scoreboard's over there.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Not a great score.
Oh, I don't know.
You two next in?
Yeah, but not at the same time.
Oh, I must say, you both look very smart, all padded up.
Ah, are you a cricket fan?
Oh, I don't mind watching now and again.
Well, you used to play, didn't you, Justin?
Oh, not since school, really. A couple of charity matches, that's all.
You should try out for the team. They could do with more men.
I think those days are well behind me now.
Oh, I don't know. I bet you've still got it in you.
Have you heard Harrison's latest big idea?
What's that?
He's put a screen up in the middle of the changing room. Men on one side, women on the other.
Ah, hey, I've got an idea. Seeing as you're such a big fan.
Oh, what's that?
Why don't you sponsor a new changing room? Call it the Justin Elliott Ladies Room or something like that.
Well, I don't think that would be very appropriate.
Oh, no, Roy, why did you do that?
Oh, dear.
Oh, my turn now. Wish me luck.
Good luck.
Good luck.
I'm in next. I mustn't forget my lucky mascot.
Oh, what's that?
I'd better not say it out loud.
Well, I must say that's a new one on me.
I'll see you both later.
Good luck.
Thanks.
Well?
Believe me, Justin, you don't want to know. That was Tracy Horribin, by the way.
Oh, yes, she's quite a character, isn't she?
She's also Susan Carter's sister.
Ah. Well, at least she didn't bring up the subject of the housing development.
No.
I really don't want to talk to anyone else about that. At least not until I've confirmed the purchase with Tom tomorrow.
You know Linda's been pestering Pat and Tony about it.
Oh, rumour and gossip. Once it's out, there's nothing you can do. I hope they put her right.
Oh, I'm sure they did.
Do you mind if we stay and watch? I've never actually seen women play before.
Right.
Oh, what a pity. Golden Duck.
Do you want to watch Tracy as well?
Well, perhaps not. Enough is as good as a feast.
So what are these people in Winkley like?
Oh, they're lovely. Roz is so nice and her baby's gorgeous. She's so tiny.
Right.
Yeah, Roz has been doing the weekend shifts and she wanted to keep going, but she soon realised it was going to be too much.
Well, babies have a habit of taking over.
Anyway, it's lucky for me. I'm really going to enjoy it there.
Great. Go on. You know, me and your mum, we're really impressed how you're fitting that in with everything else.
Oh, it's nothing special, Dad. Next.
Yes, please. Then that's nearly it.
OK. Go on, you. Go on. That's it.
You're tired, Pip.
No, I'm fine.
Why don't you take a break?
Go on. Well, we're nearly finished. You just said.
I know.
I'm fine, Dad. I'll take a break in a minute. Don't worry.
Tough luck.
Yeah.
Yeah, you were rubbish.
Tracy, what? You're not supposed to behave like that.
Who cares? So long as we're winning.
Only just, we could still lose.
To this bunch of Nancys, no chance. Hey, I've just had another idea about how to raise some money for a new changing room.
Yeah, what's that?
We could charge the men to watch us changing.
Are you kidding?
Of course I am. If any of them sneaks a peek while I'm in there, they're getting a slap.
Right, now.
Oh, look. This one's bricking it already.
Shh. You need to get in position.
Okay.
Keep your eye on the ball.
I know.
Okay, here we go.
I've got it.
No, it's mine.
Leave it, Tracy.
Gotcha.
Oh, well done.
Does that mean we've won?
Yeah, by 11 runs.
Fantastic. So what happens now?
We celebrate. Because you know what? Without your runs, my 3 wickets and this catch, the men had never have won this on their own.
Are you off, Pip?
I was thinking about it. Is there something else you want me to do?
No. I'm sure you've done enough. More than enough, probably.
Seriously, do you want me to check the paddocks or anything?
No, you're fine. Okay. I thought you might want to stay for dinner. We could celebrate your new job.
Actually, Elizabeth's already offered.
Oh, right.
Yeah, she's doing a roast. Lily, Freddie and Lewis are all going to be there.
No, of course.
But Lily and I can keep the conversation going while Freddie sulks.
I know things haven't been easy with him.
Sorry, Mum.
Don't worry, it's fine. Just don't forget, you're always welcome to eat here. Whenever you like.
Of course. I'm still family, aren't I?
Yeah. You haven't escaped our clutches just yet.
At least I'm not the only bad guy now.
No, I suppose not.
Do you think it'll be Ben's turn next?
Oh, don't say that. We're relying on at least one of you to give us an easy ride.
I don't think that's in the job description, Mum.
No. Well, if it isn't, it definitely should be.
Tom?
What is it?
Are you meeting Justin?
Yes.
Have you spoken to Dad?
No.
Oh, I think he wants a word before you go.
There's no need. I'll be fine.
Well, I'm sure it won't take a minute.
Seriously, I need to go.
Okay, then. Good luck.
Thank you, Anthea. Right then, Tom. To business.
Okay.
Now, I don't see any reason for us to hang around with this, so I've got my lawyers standing by, ready to start work on the contracts as soon as we give them the word.
Actually, there's something I'd like to ask.
Well, if it's the planning permission that still concerns you, I wouldn't worry about that.
No, it's not just that.
Everything's in accord with the local plan, so I can't see the council kicking up a fuss at this stage.
I'm not sure we should just take that for granted, though.
True. So I'm proposing that we take an option to buy the land subject to planning permission.
Which means?
We'll make a down payment as a mark of our goodwill.
Oh. How much?
Oh, something in the region of 30K. And you'll keep that money even if the permission doesn't come through. Not that it won't, of course.
Right. But actually, what I really wanted to know is how much you're willing to move on the price.
I beg your pardon?
Just feels like you've kind of assumed we're going ahead.
But we've already agreed on it.
No, I don't think so.
Are you playing games with me?
Not at all. But it's only fair to let you know we've had some interest from other developers.
You've been talking to other developers?
I wanted to get some more ideas on the valuation. And it seems that a million is a little short of the mark.
Is it?
I mean, you can hardly expect us to just go with the first figure mentioned.
But you wouldn't be in this position if I hadn't made an offer in the first place.
That's true. But it has to be a fair offer. I've got to protect our interests.
My offer is perfectly fair, and it was made in good faith.
So you say?
Tell me, Tom, why do you think I approached your family in the first place?
Because we have something you want.
Yeah. I can easily get hold of land elsewhere. No, I did it because I thought this deal would be of mutual benefit.
Well, yes,
but
maybe.
But I have to say, right now, I feel extremely disappointed by your family's response.
Now, hold on,
Jason. No, Tom, I won't hold on. I've held on quite long enough. You made my proposal public knowledge when I specifically asked you not to, and now you've gone behind my back talking to other people.
I still don't
see... You should be grateful I haven't shown you the door already.
OK, but you still haven't answered my question. Are you willing to move on the price? Because
no, I am not. So, I suggest you go back to those other people and talk to them, because our business here is finished.
I do miss having Pip around the house.
At least Lower Loxley's not too far away.
No. And I understand why she wanted to move.
Does she want to be more independent?
Yes, I'm sure she does.
Well, I remember reaching that point. You've just got to get out to find out who you really are.
It was getting quite crowded, too.
Well, I bet Josh is happier now Ben's back in his own room.
Yes. Though he did take us all rather by surprise the other day.
Oh, I know. I just assumed he was off to uni in September.
David and Ruth worried he might lose out by not going. And he certainly should have been more honest about it.
Well, yeah. But then university isn't for everyone.
That's true. And he's clearly dedicated to this machinery business.
Well, he's making good money, isn't he?
Hmm. And it's funny how his decision seems to have cheered Pip up.
Well, perhaps she's feeling like the pressure's off her now. And Josh is the one who's got to prove himself.
Maybe. Right. I think we'll look at this one.
OK.
I'm hoping we might be able to take some honey off today.
How dare he talk to me like that, the cocky young whippersnapper?
It does sound like it rather overstepped the mark.
No, it's not just that, Lillian. We had a deal.
Well, yes, I'm sure everyone thought
he
that.
He phoned me on Friday, and now they've thrown it back in my face.
It just doesn't sound like Pat and Tony, though.
Oh, of course it does. They got greedy, that's all.
Well, perhaps. But these other developers, do you think someone else is willing to pay more?
Oh, it's possible. If they do, they're not going to make any money out of it.
Why don't you sit down, darling? Have a glass of Pimm's.
Oh, yes, all right. Well, I could do with one.
Look, I know Tom can be rather headstrong at times.
Well, he clearly thinks he's more clued up about business than he actually is.
Oh, yes. But I must say, I thought he'd learned his lesson. Look, do you think it'd help if I had a word?
No. The ball's in their court now. I can't believe it. When they had an offer out of a clear blue sky.
I know.
Well, I certainly won't be putting myself out on their behalf again.
Well, I don't blame you. It just seems so odd, though, changing their mind this late in the day.
No, pound signs in their eyes, that's all it is.
But that's not their usual style. They're what you would call steady people.
Well, they're your family, you should know.
Mm, I should.
But for them to think they could play me like that...
It'll be such a shame if it doesn't go ahead now. You both do so well out of it.
I know. That's what's so galling.
And it's not as if you hadn't done your best to make them a decent offer.
Well, I dare say they haven't completely forgiven me for re-employing Rob.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, clearly I should have spotted the signs.
Well, there's no reason to keep holding it against you, though.
Well, I hope not.
I'm sure the two things aren't related.
Mm. I genuinely thought this was an opportunity to make a fresh start. And if we both came out to the good, so much the better.
Well, perhaps you still can.
No, Lillian, I don't think so. As far as I can see, the deal's dead in the water now.
This one's fully capped as well.
Great.
So, hopefully, we'll be able to take this whole super.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Yeah.
Are you still happy to come along and help staff the wildlife stall on Friday?
Yes. Though I'm not sure I'll manage the whole day.
Oh, that's okay. Be nice to have you there for as long as you want to stay.
Can you give it another puff?
Sure.
And you just talk to people as they come along?
Yeah, we're not trying to sell anything. Although there is a petition people can sign against the use of pesticides that harm bees.
I see.
We also tell people about our meadows and sites around Borsetshire. And if they want to join up, well, that's great. But it's really just about spreading the word. engaging people with our environmental work.
Right. This frame looks good too.
Oh, excellent.
Hmm. Hopefully the family can manage without me for one afternoon.
At least I don't have to worry about anything like that. There's a lot to be said for being young, free and single. Well, not so young these days.
You keep yourself very busy.
Oh, don't know what I'd do with myself if I didn't. Sorry, that sounds a bit stupid.
No, I know what you mean. We all have our reasons for keeping busy.
Otherwise you start thinking too much. So, how much honey do you think we'll get?
Ooh, a good few pounds, I should think. It was your due date last week, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. And I thought somehow that it might... Well, I don't know what I was thinking, to be honest. Anyway, me and Tom... We had a bit of a falling out.
Oh, dear, what about?
Well, I suppose the truth is... We've just grown apart. Only a lot more than I thought we had.
Well, that's a shame.
It's ironic when you think it was supposed to be the week we were connected forever by the baby. But instead, it feels like we'll probably never be close again.
I am sorry to hear that.
I'm not sure we can even be friends.
Why ever not?
Because he's changed. He's not the same person he was when we first met.
People do change, though.
Yes, I know, and I'm sure I've changed too. Just not in that sort of way.
What sort of way?
I don't know, what we believed in. Things like protesting against GM crops or protecting the environment from big business and globalisation.
Are you saying Tom doesn't think like that anymore?
Oh, he's like so many other people nowadays. If you get the chance to make a fast buck, then you just grab it and never mind the consequences.
You're talking about the proposal for the new houses?
Yeah. And the new pig unit at Barrow. You know, there was a time Tom would have manned the barricades against both of them. But not anymore.
Can you put the lift back on?
Okay. But even if he's changed, I haven't.
I've always admired your passion, Kirsty.
Well, don't you agree, though? There are some things in life which are important. They're worth fighting for.
Oh, yes. I do agree.
Especially with everything that's going on in the world right now.
I had to check what the going rate was before we agreed to anything.
But not on your own, Tom. Why didn't you tell us what you were doing? Mum and Dad will be furious.
No, they won't. Not when I explain.
Well, go on then. Tell me why turning down £1 million is a sensible decision.
Because Justin's trying to undercut us.
By how much?
The going rate's 50% more than he said.
Really? Are you sure about that?
£1.5 million, I heard.
And someone's actually said they'll pay that?
Not yet.
But Tom,
I'm waiting for them to come back with a concrete offer. And it's not just one either. There's another interested party as well.
Oh, right. So, what exactly happened in the meeting with Justin?
I asked if he was willing to match the going rate.
And he said no.
He told me to talk to the other developers. He's clearly not that bothered.
But he was so keen.
Yes, when he thought he was making a killing. But not anymore.
He'd already started planning how to spend the money,
oh,
though.
Forget about it, Ellen. We're not turning down an extra £500,000 because of some misguided loyalty to Justin.
It just seemed like it was all settled, but now...
Don't worry. There should be an offer on the table in the next 24 hours.
As long as you're sure.
It won't be long. I promise.
And you think Mum and Dad will be okay?
Of course they will. This is how business works, finding the best deal.
But what if these other developers have different conditions, like not as many affordable homes?
That's all up for negotiation. We can set the conditions for sale.
I suppose you can always go back to Justin once there's an offer. We'll see if he'll match it.
I really think we should forget about Justin. He's not that interested.
Well, fingers crossed, then.
What you also have to remember is we've got something these people are crying out for. Land.
That's true.
We're in an incredibly strong position, and Justin knows it. That's why I couldn't let him take advantage.
Yeah, I can see that.
I do know what I'm doing, you know.
Yes, I know.
Don't worry, Helen. It'll be fine. You're all just going to have to trust me on this one.
Freddie, what are you still doing here?
Well,
why aren't you at college?
I missed the bus.
Well, catch the next one.
Well, there isn't one for hours, you know that.
Get a taxi, then.
That'll cost a fortune.
It's what your allowance is for.
What? Taxis?
Yeah, if you miss the bus, it's your responsibility.
There's no point going now. Might as well just stay at home.
No, Freddie.
Oh.
You are not giving up college.
But it's a complete waste of time.
Oh, we're going round in circles.
I want to do something else. I want to live the life. I'll get a job.
How many more times? To get a decent job, you need to finish college.
I don't care about getting a decent job. I told you. I want to see the world.
Freddie, please. Don't make me get angry with you.
There's more to life than exams and jobs anyway. Oh. I told you, Mum, I'm a free spirit.
Are you refusing to go?
Yes.
Well, in that case, I'm going to stop your allowance.
What?
I've had enough of this.
If that's what you want...
No, no, it isn't, Freddie. If you won't grow up and take responsibility... hello there, if you'd like to go through.
Hi there.
I'll be with you shortly. Yep, that's it, through there where we were last time.
Can I go now?
Yes, you can. But I mean what I said.
You're really stopping my money.
We'll see how free your spirit can be with no cash to back
Mom!
It up.
Mum!
It's up to you. I'll only reinstate it if you go back to college.
You can't blackmail me like that. Mum!
Hi, Rex. What can I do for you?
Just ringing to check we're still on for tonight. Our date.
Of course.
Oh, great. I'm really looking forward to it.
Yes, so am I.
Did we say what sort of food we want to eat?
Oh, not that I recall. Why don't you surprise me?
Okay.
Oh, so long as it's not Italian. I had pasta last night.
Right.
And I'd steer clear of Indian. There aren't any decent ones around here that I know of.
No, that's true.
But apart from that...
Oh, looks like it's Chinese then.
No, there are loads of others. French, Spanish, Thai.
Don't worry, Anisha, I'll find something.
Anyway, I said surprise me. Don't you listen to anything I say. I'll be with you shortly, Mrs. Meadows.
Okay, dear.
Oh. You're not operating on a cat, are you?
Yeah, right. I'm always on the phone while I'm in the middle of surgery.
Well, it just sounded like you...
I was looking into the waiting area, that's all.
Oh, I'd better let you go.
Oh, it's okay. I've got a couple of minutes.
All right.
At least it wasn't Hilda Ogden.
Hilda Ogden?
You know, Peggy Woolley's cat.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I reckon its days are numbered. It's making itself a lot of enemies in the village, according to Jennifer Aldridge.
How?
Sheer savagery. Unless you happen to be Peggy.
I know she loves it.
Emma Grundy, Shula, they've all been victims. Emma's threatening to give up cleaning for Peggy. Can't work under those conditions.
Oh, dear.
And Jennifer seems to think I should do something to calm it down.
What, like what?
Oh, heavy sedation? Peggy won't allow it. Unless I kidnap her in the middle of the night.
You are talking about the cat, not Peggy.
What do you think?
I didn't expect to see you here, Freddie. Have you got the day off college?
Yeah. But I'm on study leave.
You walked from Lower Loxley?
It's a nice day.
Ah, and there's the famous eyebrow piercing.
Did Mum tell you about it?
She did mention something. You had quite an adventure on the Isle of Wight, yeah?
Oh, God, Adam, it was awesome. Like, really awesome.
Good.
I bet she told you about my exams, though, too.
Oh, sorry, Freddie, I'm not trying to interrogate you.
No, it's okay, Adam. It's just... oh, everything. I just wish I hadn't come home.
Anything I can do to help?
Probably not. I was just reading about something on my phone.
Yeah?
It's a philosophy called Epicureanism. Bonnie told me about it.
Bonnie?
I met her at the Isle of Wight. Oh, she is...
Okay.
She says it's amazing. A bit like hedonism, only more refined, she says.
Interesting.
The ultimate pleasure is freedom from anxiety and mental distress. That's what they say.
We could all do with some of that.
Exactly. I want to start doing it, but I'm not really sure how. Well, how come you're driving round here?
Oh, one of the pickers has gone sick. Oh. I had to drop them off at the doctor's. And we were already short.
Oh, do you need someone to fill in? I can do it.
Aren't you supposed to be studying?
No, no, it's okay. I'm taking the rest of the day off anyway.
Well, we could do with an extra pair of hands, just for today.
Great! Then I'm your man.
David!
Hi, Elizabeth.
What are you doing here?
Oh, I was just passing. Thought I'd drop in.
Really?
Well, I wasn't too far away. And Ruth said you seemed quite upset on the phone earlier.
Oh, no.
You've been having a bit of a rough time with Freddie.
Well, yes. But it hasn't been easy for you with Josh either.
It's true. We're in a similar position. I hear Freddie says he's not going back to college.
Yes. Oh, I honestly don't know what to do with him anymore.
I know that feeling.
He just doesn't seem to listen to anything I say.
I'm sure that's not true.
I wish he'd never been to that wretched festival. Yeah, he's come back, I don't know, thinking the whole of life can be like that. Freedom and dancing.
He's still very young.
He seems to think I'm totally unreasonable. I think I'm probably not tough enough with him.
It's not easy striking a balance.
Nigel used to love coming out here, checking how the grapes were doing, smelling the roses.
I bet you really miss him at times like these.
Every day, David. He'd have got me laughing. And he'd have won Freddie round.
You can see his dad in him, can't you?
Yes.
You are doing an amazing job, bringing those two up and running this place.
Well, thanks, but Freddie hates college so much. He says he's a free spirit. He wants to see the world.
Oh.
I know. It's hard being the one who has to burst that bubble.
Yeah, but you know it's best. He's going to have to knuckle down just one more year.
Will you talk to him, David? Might make all the difference coming from you.
Well, I could. But I'm not sure I'm the best person, given what we've just had with Josh.
No, you are. Freddie hasn't got any other male authority figures he respects. Kenton doesn't count.
No, not after...
Well, he never has, David. But not in the way you do. I'm sure Freddie will listen to you.
Well, he might. But I tell you what, Elizabeth, I still wouldn't do it half as well as you.
You're just saying that.
No, I'm not. You are a brilliant mum. And if anyone can sort him out, it's you.
I could keep going for another couple of hours, I reckon.
No, that's enough, Freddie. You started later than everyone else, remember?
I know, but I really enjoyed it.
Good.
It's so refreshing, talking to people with a completely different perspective on life.
Perhaps a little less talking would have been better.
Sorry. But they did have to show me what to do. Andre was very patient, and Lexi was brilliant.
That's why she's a team leader.
Of course. I did okay, though, didn't I?
Yes, once you got used to the routine, you were fine.
So, how about taking me on full time? You said you were short, didn't you?
Hold on, Freddie. You're still at college, aren't you?
Technically, yes. But it's a waste of time, and I'd much rather do this.
Even so, I'd still need permission from your mum. Does she know you're here?
No, not yet.
Then I strongly suggest that you talk to her. Call her now.
Okay. I'm sure she'll be fine about it.
Nevertheless, I won't take you on unless I get a concrete assurance from Elizabeth that she's happy.
But otherwise, you're happy to employ me?
Yes.
Oh, fantastic. Well, that's all I need to know.
So, keep those two back for at least another 48 hours.
Yeah, of course.
Hopefully they'll be fine. But if there's a problem, just give us a call.
Well, I think we spotted it early enough.
Good.
We're being extra vigilant about everything since the IBR.
Oh, I don't blame you.
But on a lighter note, I hear the cricket went well on Sunday.
Well, my batting wasn't up to much, but it's always good to be on the winning side.
Yeah, and take some wickets.
Yeah, that was nice too. Sorry, David, but I've got to get off. I'm going out tonight.
Yeah, sure. Anywhere exciting?
No, not that exciting. It should be fun.
Okay, well, I'll leave you to it. Oh, Rex, hi. You haven't seen Josh, have you?
Oh, I just left him in the barn, looking at a piece of kit that came in today.
Right, thank you.
Is 7:30 okay? Or do you want to make it earlier?
Actually, Yanisha, it's a good job I've caught you.
Ah, don't tell me. You've had a better offer.
No, of course not. But I'm really sorry. I'm going to have to cancel.
You certainly know how to string a girl along.
No, what it is, they've had a last-minute call to take this old guy to Birmingham Airport.
Right.
His daughter was going to take him, but she's sprained
her ankle. It's okay. You can spare me the details, Rex.
There's no one else available. And to be honest, I can't really afford to turn it down.
Well, looks like an evening in playing Horizon, then.
Sorry. Are you busy the rest of the week?
I'll tell you what. I'll see you at Nets on Thursday. Let's talk about it then.
Okay.
But you owe me one, right?
Oh, hi, Mum. Have you seen my sunburn?
Do you mind turning this off?
No, it's good.
Please, Freddie, I want to talk to you.
Okay.
Thanks. So, did you have a good time?
It was brilliant. And the really good news is Adam said I could have a full-time job over the summer.
Did he?
So there's no need to worry about money now.
Well, no. Hold on, Freddie.
Seriously. All you have to do is tell Adam you're happy for me to do it and that's it.
But I'm not.
Why not?
Because I still want you to go back to college.
Oh, please!
And besides, do you really think it's the best idea working as a picker?
Are you saying I'm too good for it?
Of course not, but there are plenty of other ways to start your career.
Like what? I'm not exactly going to walk into a job as an investment banker, am I?
Oh, don't be flippant, Freddie.
But this is perfect, Mum. It's close by, everyone's friendly, Adam's a good employer. Plus, I'm earning my keep. Isn't that what you wanted?
I spoke to your head of year.
What?
I've arranged an appointment with him on Thursday afternoon for both of us.
What did you do that for?
Because we're going to put a plan together and get you back on track with your maths and A2s.
Mum!
Freddie, please, will you just listen to me?
You could have at least asked me.
Don't be ridiculous. What good would that have done?
Do I have any say in this?
No. We're going to that meeting. Even if I have to drag you there by that wretched Pearson.
Oh, gross!
I mean it, Freddie. This really is your last chance.
I've left Johnny in charge of the leaks.
Okay. And? Have you heard from anyone?
Come and sit down, love.
That's what I've come to tell you.
Tom?
Can I have a tea as well?
If you get yourself a mug.
Okay.
Just tell us, Tom.
Well, basically, it didn't go as well as I'd hoped.
What does that mean?
Oh, no.
I've been speaking to them.
And?
Okay. One of the developers has pulled out.
Oh, I knew it.
Why?
He changed his mind.
And the other one?
It's a bit more complicated.
Go on.
Harvey Smeaton, that's the other guy.
Yes, we guessed that.
Let him speak, Tony.
He's now saying he's only interested if it's 10 acres.
What?
Well, that's not what we're offering.
It's three times as much.
I know. It means 60 or 70 houses.
Maybe practically up to our front door.
It's far too much land to sell, Pat. There's no way we're doing that.
No, of course not.
It would mean 4 to 5 million.
Oh, is that all you care about?
No, I know.
It's too much. It's far too much.
I agree. We were all perfectly happy with Justin's offer.
Until Tom turned it down.
Yes, OK. I know we wouldn't dream of selling off so much land. But I've got to go back to Smeaton and say no.
You have.
So the question is...
Can we go back to Justin?
I'm not sure.
Why not?
Because of how we left it.
We can't ask him to reconsider?
For heaven's sake, Tom! Just how badly did your conversation with him go?
Tony, you're upsetting Jack.
We have a sensible offer. The whole family discusses it. You all persuade me. Then Tom goes off on his own with no consultation and asks for a huge increase in the price.
I don't really know why you did it, Tom.
I had good information. I thought the land was worth more.
Well, you thought wrong. And I could have told you so.
All our plans, Tom. It was plenty of money to get them rolling.
Okay, well... I will. I'll go back to it.
Oh, no. I think it would be better if I did it this time.
Let me do it, Dad.
Tom!
I'm sorry. I've got it badly wrong.
Not for the first time.
But it's my mess. So at least let me clear it up.
Perhaps we should let him, Tony.
It's an awful lot of money we're talking about here.
Let Tom do it, Dad. If Justin really wants the land,
You think?
I still think he's getting a bargain. I think he'll say yes.
Then you've got more faith in Justin than I have.
Which is why it should be me that goes to see him.
You see, Tom, I thought we had a deal.
Well, yes.
You phoned me and said as much. And then you changed the terms. So, as far as I was concerned, that was the end of the matter.
Okay, look, I appreciate I made a
mistake. Now you're back. And what we have to consider is how much the land is worth to me now.
Well, obviously it hasn't changed.
Well, 2 days ago, I was prepared to pay £1 million for 3.5 acres. But now, not so much.
But Justin, nothing's changed. The land's the same. It's in a great position.
No, the terms have shifted.
How?
It's a simple law of economics. You reneged on our deal.
I wouldn't call it that.
No, you did. I'm hardly going to welcome you back cap in hand, am I?
So what?
And besides, I'm not sure your land is as attractive as it once was.
OK, what does that mean?
Put simply, Tom, I can very easily find somewhere else at a competitive price. What's to stop me doing that?
You'd be giving up a prime site in Ambridge.
No, Tom, you're missing the point.
Am I?
Perhaps we should cut to the chase.
OK. Are you still interested?
I think we should put it the other way round. What can you offer me that will make the deal more attractive?
But you're the one who wants to develop the land.
Perhaps, but only at the right price.
OK. I know we should have accepted what you were offering before.
You should. Shall we say 850,000?
But that's...
I should be careful.
What?
You can take it or leave it. But I strongly suggest you talk it through with your parents before you say another word.
Freddie turned up yesterday and helped with the picking.
Oh, yeah?
Apparently he wants to sign up for the rest of the summer.
All right.
Oh, I must remember to take Adam's card round. Jennifer reminded me.
It's his 50th, isn't it?
Yeah. Having a family meal tomorrow night.
That's nice.
Then he's off to Venice on Monday with Ian.
Oh, we had a lovely time there, didn't we?
Perhaps we could go again.
Let's not spend this money before we've got it.
No, you're right.
Oh, good. You're back.
How did it go?
Mum, Dad, I'm sorry.
What? Oh, no.
I tried my best, but he's dropped the offer.
I knew it. Tom.
He's offering 850 now.
Oh, well done.
I know.
So basically, your decision has cost us 150,000. And we have to decide all over again if it's worth it.
It's not all my fault.
Who else is to blame?
You really should have talked to us first, Tom.
Yes, I know.
How could you have been so stupid?
All right, Tony.
He thought he could just waltz in there and get one over on Justin Elliott, who is obviously able to play him like a fiddle.
Was that his final offer, Tom?
Yes, that's it.
You don't think there's a chance he'll budge?
Not now he knows it's the only offer on the table.
It's still an awful lot of money, though.
Pat, I am not selling our precious land for considerably less than it's worth.
It would still give us a good amount to retire on, and we could give Tom a leg up with the fermented foods.
Well, you could.
Plus all those other things we talked about.
Who knows? By the time we go back, it might only be 750,000.
That isn't helping, Tony. So what shall we do?
I'll tell you what we'll do. I'll talk to Justin this time.
Oh?
I should have done it in the first place.
Yes. Yeah, all right. That's probably for the best.
Tom...
No, it's OK, Mum. I'll just... Yeah, I'll see you later.
Love, don't... You didn't have to be quite so hard on him.
I was only saying what we're both thinking, Pat.
Yes, I know. But you will be careful, though, when you talk to Justin.
Of course I will. Oh. Hello, Lillian.
The sample towels for the bathroom you were talking about. You said you were interested, Pat.
Oh, yes.
Well, now we've agreed a quote with Philip Moss, there's no need to hang on to them.
Well, that sounds good.
Yeah, starting work next week, which is excellent news. Oh, sorry, are you about to eat?
It's only salad, it can wait.
Lillian, is Justin at the Dower House?
Yeah?
I need to talk to him about something. So if it's all right, I'll leave you to your tiles.
Shall I let him know that you're coming?
No, don't worry. Bye.
Is that what I think it's about?
I expect so.
Oh, it all seems to have turned into rather a mess.
Yes, it does.
I must say, it was quite a shock, you turning down Justin's original offer.
It was quite a shock to us, too.
Well, how do you mean?
Nothing.
It was Tom, wasn't it? Did he turn it down without telling you?
It doesn't matter now.
It does, Pat. I mean, Justin's very professional about these things, and he was offering a good deal, which he thought you'd accepted.
Lillian, I'd really rather
But then
not...
for Tom to do that, I mean, there were bound to be consequences.
Actually, Lillian, if you don't mind, I was just about to call the others in.
Yeah, of course. You're quite right. I'll get going.
Yes, but... you and I both know the land's worth more than you're offering.
Land is only worth as much as someone's prepared to pay for it, as you know.
But you wouldn't have offered $1 million in the first place.
Please, Tony, you need to forget about that figure. After you, or should I say Tom, chose to turn it down, it's gone.
All right. I appreciate you can look elsewhere, Justin. Perhaps make a better deal with another farmer.
Quite possibly.
But the chances are they'll have heard what your offer to us was. And if they haven't, well, I'm sure they can find out.
I'll go on.
So, in the end, I'd say it's hardly likely they'd settle for much less.
In which case, what price would you suggest?
How about $9.50?
Too much. But I will go to 900.
925.
900 is my final offer.
Okay, it's a deal.
Tom, wait a moment.
Auntie Lillian, hello.
Look, I need to talk to you.
I'm sorry?
Will you just give me a minute?
Okay.
Look, Tom, I know what's been going on. You went back to Justin without telling your parents, is that right?
Yes. Bad decision.
Yes, well, I just want to ask you, why did you do that?
I was given some advice.
That's what I feared. Who by?
I don't want to say.
Was it, is it someone I might know, Tom?
Possibly.
Because if so... you know, you've been in deep water over this sort of thing before. I'm just wondering why you did it, really.
I was given some contacts for other developers. It was very plausible. And this time I was careful. I checked it out. I called them. I thought I had a better deal.
What an irony.
Yeah. Thought I'd learn my lesson.
I think... well, it seems likely to me that you were being used to teach someone else... a lesson. I'm so sorry, Tom.
Me too.
Well, let's hope your dad gets it sorted. I don't want us to be at odds. I'd rather we were all happy about this, wouldn't you?
Tom? Oh, sorry, Auntie Lillian.
No, it's all right, darling. It's lovely to see you both. Oh, he looks very snug. But look, I must get on.
Oh, okay.
See you both soon.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Did you want me?
Well, I'm off to pick up Henry in a minute. I wasn't sure I'd catch you later.
Suppose you've heard about...
Mum's just told me, yeah. It's fine. It is what it is, Tom. But there's something else.
What?
Kirsty. I had no idea you two had fallen out until she told me.
Is that what she called it?
Yes. Tom, why didn't you say anything?
Because I don't want to talk about it.
Kirsty's really upset. I'm sure you...
Please, Helen. Can we leave it?
Okay. But you know I'll always be here if you want to talk.
Yeah, I know. Thanks.
Or if you ever need support.
You sure about that? After what's happened?
I know you were only trying to do the best you could.
Look how well that went.
You mustn't beat yourself up about it.
No?
No.
Well, this time I'm going to learn from it, Helen.
Yeah, I'm sure you are.
I'm not going to be taken for a fool again.
Is there a party?
It's more of a birthday dinner.
Sorry, I didn't know. Happy birthday.
Thanks. Do you, want to join us?
Oh, no. Thanks, Adam. I said I'd have a drink or two with the pickers.
Oh, right.
But, I just wanted to check that it's still okay to work for you over the summer.
Well, I thought your mum wanted you to go back to college.
Hasn't she phoned you?
Oh, actually, yes, I did get a missed call.
She's supposed to tell you that we had a meeting with my head of year.
Okay.
And we've agreed I am going back till the end of term so I can start my A2s.
Well, that sounds good.
She wants me to resit my maths GCSE as well. I don't know why. It's a total waste of time.
Well, I'm sure she's got your best interests at heart.
Mm. But the good news is at least I'm getting my allowance back.
Oh, well, that's something.
And the really great thing is we've agreed I can work for you at the weekends.
Okay.
Then full-time once the holidays start.
Wouldn't you rather have time off over the holidays?
No, it's really boring. The house is overrun with visitors.
Ah, and this is what you've agreed with your mum?
Just call her. She'll tell you.
All right, I will.
So, can I start this Saturday?
Well, I don't see why not.
Excellent. Well, I'll leave you to it. Cheers then, Adam. Have a good one.
See you on Saturday. Phoebe!
Hi, Adam. Happy birthday.
How lovely to see you. I wasn't sure you'd make it.
How could I miss your 50th?
Oh, please, don't remind me.
Love the Hawaiian shirt.
Ian chose it. It's a bit loud, isn't it?
No, it's fantastic. Isn't it, Dad?
Yeah, so long as you don't try and get me wearing one.
I'm sure Ian's got a couple of spares.
No thanks.
Shame.
Anyway, happy birthday, Adam.
Thanks.
50 years old, eh?
Yeah, I've already warned your daughter that subject's off limits.
Have you got his present, Dad?
No, you give it to him, seeing as though you chose it.
All right. Many happy returns, Adam.
Oh, thanks. Oh, looks intriguing. Nice wrapping.
The best things come in small packages.
So they say. I'll open it with the rest later.
Okay.
When did you get back?
A couple of hours ago. The train was late.
She hasn't even unpacked yet.
Well, I really appreciate you coming.
Ah, well, probably won't stay too late. Don't want her tying herself out.
It's okay, Dad. I have just managed a year at Oxford on my own.
Yeah, I know.
Was that Freddie just now?
Yeah, he's having a drink with the Pickers. Did you know he did a day with them on Tuesday?
No. Yeah, he messaged me about it. He said I could join them later if that's okay.
Fine by me.
Do you want to?
Yeah, Dad. It might be fun. Catch!
Oh, hey, careful!
Good reflexes, Rex. You can play on Sunday.
Oh, thanks. Sorry again about cancelling the other night.
Was it worth it?
It was good money, but, this is crazy, Anisha. We've got to get our act together.
I know. Such complicated lives. Hey, what are you doing now?
Going home, reheating some leftovers.
And... no way to live, Rex.
Have you got a better suggestion?
Yeah. You go and get changed. I'll go home, take a shower. Then we meet outside the Bull in 20 minutes.
Okay.
But we'll go somewhere different to eat, away from Ambridge.
All right.
Right, don't stand me up now, will you?
As if.
Can you tell Kate I've gone to see Freddie and the Pickers?
Sounds like a band.
Seriously, I haven't talked to her much tonight, and now she's disappeared.
Don't worry about it.
Tell her I'll catch up with her over the weekend.
Okay, Phoebs. I'll let her know.
Ian and Adam are on form tonight.
Yeah. He's really embracing the prospect of the big 5-0.
Even if Ian does keep calling him his old man.
You okay getting home on your own, yeah?
Of course, Dad.
Right. Well, I'll see you later then. I mean, tomorrow.
You can always come and join us if you want.
No, you're all right, thanks.
Have you been a picker before, Lexi?
Yes, I was in England last year as well, but not here.
Oh, no?
I think I prefer home farm, though. The people are friendlier.
Oh, do you want another beer?
I'm okay, thanks. But maybe you should get Sonia one.
Does she need one?
I saw you talking earlier. I think you like her, yes?
Yeah, she's nice.
I think she likes you too.
Oh, do you think so?
That's Mouse. Do you know the other one?
No.
But he's local.
Freddy, do you know any of these guys who've turned up?
Yeah, some. One of them lives at Manorfield Close. I know a couple of his mates.
Right.
And I saw some lads from Edgeley, too.
One of them's been coming on a bit strong with Mouse's girlfriend.
Agnieszka.
And he doesn't like it.
Well, I don't blame him.
We don't want any trouble.
I think we should say something.
Like what?
Please, boys!
Be careful, Lexi!
Everyone needs to calm down and chill out.
Oh, no.
What are they doing?
Please, don't do this!
Oh, my God! They've set fire to a chair!
Idiots!
Boys. I'm calling Adam.
Okay, everyone, this has to stop right now.
Oh, I can't finish that.
You gave it a damn good try, though.
Only because I hate being beaten. Oh, that has to be one of the worst meals I've ever had. How did you get through yours?
Ah, well, you see, we Fairbrothers, we're made of strong stuff.
Oh, are you now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we had a pie-eating competition at the rugby club once. Yeah, I thrashed the pants off them.
Oh, a man of many talents.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, this music's to die for, isn't it?
Literally.
Do you think there's ever been another customer?
Actually, I phoned in advance, asked them to keep the place empty, just for us.
You know what? I almost believe you.
It's the romantic ambience. That's what does it.
Ambience isn't a word I'd associate with this place. Or romantic.
Ah, well, at least I got one last shot.
What's that?
Fortune cookies.
Oh, I love these.
Yeah, you first.
Okay. Your shoes will make you happy today.
Well, did they?
Definitely. Come on, your turn.
Ah, right.
Go on, then. Give me. The man or woman you desire feels the same about you.
Honestly, Anisha, I swear I didn't set this up.
If you come back again, you'll be had up for trespassing, okay?
Thank you, boys. That's it. Off you go. Enjoy the rest of your evening.
You're too nice, Lexi.
I don't want them to be angry again.
Don't worry. They won't come back.
I hope not.
Someone said Mouse was involved.
Only because they picked a fight with him.
He didn't start it.
No, it was them. Ask the others. They'll tell you the same.
Uh-huh. Okay.
You know Mouse. He wouldn't do that.
Well, thanks, Lexi. You did a great job calming things down.
It's okay.
I better go and help with the clear-up.
I'll join you in a minute.
Okay.
Is Agnieszka okay?
She was upset. But she's fine now.
You were amazing, Lexi. The way you stood up to them.
If it wasn't for you, I don't know what would have happened.
It was nothing. They're just stupid boys.
Did you see the smack Mouse gave the other guy?
It was self-defense.
Yeah, I know, but it was a great punch.
I just don't understand what gets into these people.
Too much beer and testosterone.
Sounds about right.
But those boys, it was their fault.
Definitely. They were horrible.
Away in Balyarhid's one of my favourites. There are loads of others, though.
Now, what I want to know, though, is how come a nice, respectable Glaswegian girl like you knows all these things?
Are you calling me respectable?
Yeah.
And as for nice?
Oh, no, you're definitely nice.
Oh, I don't think Peggy Woolley would agree with you.
Oh, who cares what Peggy thinks?
You can't say that in Ambridge and get away with it.
I just did.
Not if I tell someone.
You wouldn't do that, would you?
What's it worth to make me keep my mouth shut?
A kiss?
Okay.
That was nice.
Yeah, it was.
Is it worth another one? Or do you want a coffee first?
This is a wee bit too fast for me.
You think this is too fast?
Sorry.
But I thought...
I know. I'm not saying no forever.
Okay.
Just not yet. Sometimes a girl needs a bit more time.
Right.
But I really enjoyed...
Yeah, the worst meal in the world.
It was fun. Let's do it again sometime. Good night.
Good night.
Where's Freddy?
He's gone for a walk with Sonia.
Really?
It's nice. They like each other.
Yeah. Good for them.
Do you have a boyfriend, Phoebe?
Not at the moment. I've been too busy.
Oh, that's a shame.
One of the lads tried hitting on me earlier.
Hitting on you?
You know, chatting me up. That's before I found out what a bigot he was. It was so disgusting, what they were saying.
We've heard it before.
I don't know how you can be so calm.
Because life has to go on.
Fancy another beer before we wrap up?
Okay.
Thanks, Adam.
There we go. Well, that was eventful, wasn't it?
It hasn't ruined your birthday?
No, although I must admit I'd rather it hadn't happened.
Are you okay, Phoebs?
I'm fine, Dad. You really didn't have to come out.
I was worried about you, that's all.
It wasn't that bad.
Oh, sorry. We haven't been introduced.
Dad, this is Lexi. Lexi Roy.
Hi, Roy.
Hi.
Lexi's our hero tonight.
Yeah, she did a great job keeping things under control.
You mustn't keep saying that.
It sounds like it could have been a lot worse.
Will you tell the police?
Well, there wasn't any significant damage.
It was just silly. Nothing worth reporting.
Okay, if you're sure.
Freddy thinks the main guy's known as a bit of a troublemaker.
It wouldn't surprise me. Though I think in future it might be an idea not to advertise these events on social media.
Yeah? That might be our fault. Well, sorry.
Consider it a lesson learned, eh, Phoebs?
Anyway, I think we should salute the birthday boy. Happy birthday, Adam.
Happy birthday.
Thanks.
Oh, that's nice.
Here's to being 50.
Maybe next time we can arrange a full-scale riot.
Oh, no, this one was quite enough, thank you. Cheers.
Any sign of Ben?
He's gone to Nazza's. They're watching Nosferatu and Bride of Frankenstein.
Oh, that boy.
And Josh is over in Matcham, and then off clubbing in Borchester later.
Okay. Oh, it's a note.
Is it?
Mum. Gone into Felbersham to help Kirsty on the Wildlife Trust stall.
Oh, yeah, she said she was leaving cold meat for lunch.
She says she won't be back till late.
So we're making our own tea.
Mm, looks like it. Will Pip be around?
She's going out with Ashley and Lottie.
Mm. It's just the two of us, then. Fancy a takeaway?
Could do.
Or, even better... We've got that free meal Kenton promised, haven't we?
The one that's helping pay off all the money he still owes.
I reckon now's the perfect time to take him up on his kind offer.
Bees are really important, Henry, because they help plants make enough food for us all to eat.
What do bees do, though?
Well, they transfer pollen, which is like a very fine powder, from one plant to another, and then the plants can make new plants and grow again.
Do you like apples, Henry? Or strawberries and avocados?
I don't like avocados. They're slimy.
I know what you mean. I'm not a big fan either.
Oh, I love them.
But all those things Kirsty mentioned and all the lovely flowers you see in gardens and the countryside, they all need pollen.
Oh, sorry, Jill. Helen's just texted. A hair appointment's just finished.
Okay.
If I take Henry back, are you okay to carry on here on your own?
Yes, that's fine.
Great. We'll pack up about 5:30. Unless it completely dies before then.
All right. I wasn't sure I'd enjoy this at first.
Well, you're a natural, Jill. You're so good with people.
It's such a long time since I did anything like it, talking to all these strangers.
Didn't you used to demonstrate kitchen equipment to Underwoods?
Oh, that was ages ago. Household gadgets. One with more than 15 different uses, if I remember correctly. And it wasn't Underwoods. It used to be another department store on Tilbury Street. Mitchell's. That takes me back.
I bet. Anyway, we better go. Oh, do you want one of our colouring sheets, Henry?
Yes, please.
Bye, Henry.
Bye.
Come on, then. I won't be long, Jill.
All right. Hello. Are you interested in wildlife? Come on, that boy. That's it. There.
Lovely evening for a ride, Lillian.
What are you doing here?
I just popped in to see Anisha about these pre-purchase exams she's doing, only she's not here.
Isn't she?
No, unfortunately not. Still, I can always come back another time.
Yep.
Fine-looking horse. What's he called?
Amir. Not that it's any of your business.
Oh, yeah. Didn't Lateef sell him to Justin?
Yeah. Now, if you'll excuse me. Oh.
Where are you off to, then?
Nowhere that need concern you.
Fair enough. See you around.
Walk on, Amir.
Well, I can just squeeze you in at 6. You'll have to be out by 7:30, though.
You're too kind, Kenton.
We're very grateful.
Oh, you're lucky I've got anything at all, especially as you're not paying.
It's much appreciated.
So, are you just going to sit there and admire the view, Dave, or are you going to order some drinks?
Yeah. What would you recommend?
Well, the latest batch of Scruff Gin's been going down very well.
Oh, that sounds good. Mm-hmm. Shall we have a couple of those?
Yeah, seems appropriate.
Tonic ice and a slice?
Yes, please. And you will put it on our tab, won't you?
Yeah, of course. Mm-hmm. Presumably you banked that cheque I gave you last week.
Mm-hmm. Yes, your money is safe with us now.
Great. Oh, did you hear about the Barney at Home Farm last night?
Yeah, it sounded pretty unpleasant.
Well, at least it didn't get too out of hand.
Yeah, typical local lowlife by the sound of it. Right, I'll be back in 5 minutes for your orders.
Right, and you won't forget those gins, will you?
How could I, Dave?
He's a ray of sunshine, isn't he?
Oh, no. You'd think he might be a bit more gracious, given he still owes us nearly 20 grand.
But he gave us a cheque, remember?
Yeah, the words in, drop, V and ocean come to mind.
Anyway, let's just enjoy the evening.
Oh, I intend to. Let's have a look. Right. Well, I think we deserve at least 3 courses, don't you?
And you don't think that's pushing it?
Oh, I'm sure Kenton will cope.
But every garden counts. We should all be planting things that are more bee-friendly. And yes, rhododendrons look wonderful. But so do clematis, honeysuckle, geraniums and foxgloves. Oh, thank you for signing our petition. Have a lovely weekend. Did I do something wrong?
Oh, you are funny.
I do get carried away sometimes.
No, it's great. Jill, the eco-warrior. But we have to know when to back off, too.
Sorry.
Oh, it's not a criticism. I think you're fantastic.
Well, thank you for inviting me, Kirsty. I can honestly say I haven't enjoyed myself so much in ages.
We meet again.
Have you been following me?
How could I? I'm in a car.
I wouldn't put it past you.
Honestly, Lillian, it's pure coincidence.
Don't give me that. I know you far too well.
Well, see, the ride's put you in a good mood.
You turned Tom against Justin's land deal, didn't you?
Oh, Tom, where's that come from?
I know damn well you did it to get at him.
Now, why would I do that?
Because you're a nasty, scheming, vindictive...
Careful, Lillian, you might say something you regret.
There is nothing I could say about you that I'd regret.
You sure about
damn
that?
Damn right I am. Now, get out my way.
You know, you really shouldn't get so worked up, Lillian. It's not good for you. Lillian! What have you done? Oh, my God! Lillian, where are you? Oh, no. Oh, please, no.
Matt?
Oh, thank God.
Is that you?
You okay?
Yeah. I'm fine.
Careful.
Help me up, will you?
Yeah. No. Steady.
I'm okay. Don't fuss. Where's Amir?
Oh, he's scarpered.
Oh, got to get him back.
You are not going anywhere. You're in shock.
Am I?
And you're staying here until I say otherwise.
All right. But we must get
to Amir. Don't worry, Lillian. All in good time.
Oh, isn't it nice just being able to relax for once?
Yeah. Not worry about the kids or how much money we owe or anything else.
At least for one night.
Yeah.
I still wish Pip hadn't moved out.
I know.
And Josh hadn't lied to us about university.
Well, there's nothing we can do about that now.
We've still got to tighten our belts for a while yet.
Yeah, I know. But... we've still got each other, love, and we always will.
Oh, stupid.
We'll always watch each other's backs.
I'll drink to that. Oh, it's empty.
Oh, well, it's lucky that our waiter's got perfect timing then. Another bottle, please, Kenton. Seeing as it's free.
Oh, no, hang on. Second bottle was not part of the deal.
Why not?
We can pay for another bottle, David.
Yeah, and I need this table now, I did tell you.
Are you saying we can't have another drink?
No. You can go outside or into the bar and pay for one.
Kenton, you still owe us a hell of a lot of money.
There's no need to keep bringing that up.
Oh, I think there is. We've been very patient. So, the least you can do is honour your promise of a free meal.
Yep, OK, you can have a second bottle. But I need this table now, so come on, shift.
Honestly, I thought you might be a goner. Oh, seriously, when I saw you lying in that ditch...
I got up there, didn't I?
Yeah, for about 5 seconds.
Anyway, we should find Amir.
He's fine. He's grazing a few yards down the lane.
Good.
You need a bit longer to get yourself together.
Perhaps.
So, how about I give Justin a call? Let him know what's happened.
No, he's in London. He can't do anything anyway. But I must make sure Amir's all right.
No. We're going to leave in a few more minutes. Trust me. Everything's going to be okay.
So, how was it at the Wildlife Trust?
Super.
Looks like you're really getting into it.
This website's very informative on the threat to bees from pesticides.
David thinks some of their arguments are a bit one-sided.
Well, we're all entitled to our opinion.
That's true.
So where have you two been? You're very quiet when I got back.
We went to the Bull for that free meal Kenton had offered.
That's nice.
Yeah, it was. Very nice. We had some scruff gin and 2 bottles of wine.
Woo! You made the most of it then.
We didn't finish the second bottle, though. So if you'd like some...
No, I'm fine, thank you.
OK. I'm really glad your day went well.
Yes, it did. And you know what, Ruth? I'd be more than happy to go back and do it again.
There, I told you it was OK. Hey, Amir.
Thank you, Matt. I'm very grateful for what you've done.
Well, I was hardly going to leave you lying in a ditch, was I?
No, I know, but... lucky you were there.
Call it serendipity.
But you hadn't wound me up in the first place.
We've managed that a good few times over the years, haven't we? Hey? Winding each other up.
You could say that.
Anyway, we should get horsebox out for this one. Then I'll drop you back at the Dower House.
No, I'll take him back.
No, it's too big a risk. That was a nasty fall.
Well, it could have been worse.
You need to look after yourself.
Don't worry, Matt. I will. We haven't really spoken, have we? Not since...
I'm not proud of what I did to you, Lillian. Running off like that.
And wiping me out.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a dirty trick. And I know more than a thing or two about those, don't I?
I played 1 or 2 dirty tricks on you too, didn't I?
Yeah, you did.
You could say we've been as bad as each other.
No, I think you're being generous.
Have I? In our own way, we both betrayed each other.
Still hurts, doesn't it?
Yeah. What sort of person are you now?
Hopefully a better one. How about you?
Well, I've certainly moved on.
Yeah, shame. We were good together.
We had our moments.
You know we did. He'll always be my pusscat.
What the hell are you doing?
Nothing.
Was this all part of the plan?
Well, I hardly planned you falling off a horse, did I?
You know exactly what I mean. And I think I nearly fell for it.
Well, you've got to admit, though, Puss, there's still something there.
No, you're wrong. There's nothing. Oh, and there never will be. Now, just leave me alone, Matt. Leave me alone!
We'll be right back.
This is the BBC.
For the latest Archers news, features and insights, go to our blog at bbc.co.uk/archers.